What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. So I listened to KB's interview on AD's podcast, What's the Reality, this morning, and I'm so glad that AD brought her back. I was thinking that AD should have her back soon, because when KB was on AD's podcast like a month ago, AD said, I want you to come back. I want you to come back when the show is done. And so then KB reappeared, and she did 80's podcast the day after the reunion is filmed. So it looks like 80 definitely records a lot of episodes a good chunk of time in advance, but that's pretty standard for podcasts. So anyway, before I get into it, I gotta say that KB is trying to be careful about what she says. She's very aware of how she might be perceived, and I don't appreciate her being 10 toes down and acting as though she loved Edmund and she wanted to marry Edmund. I don't buy it. I'm never going to buy it, and I don't appreciate her lying. And I think she's just trying to convince us of that she was into Edmund, because the alternative is she was just using him for clout, using him for fame, using him for publicity. And I wish she would just be upfront and honest about how she just never saw it, never saw no type of future for him. And AD didn't ask, but I would love to know. Okay, yeah, she told Edmund that they're not going to smash, but did they kiss? We never saw these two making out. We never saw these two kissing. We never saw these two embracing at all. Like, you know how you come up from behind someone and you wrap your arms around them? We didn't see none of that. So what were they doing? We did see them having a good time on the rollerblades, but during KB's episode, KB explained how they would watch movies together and TV together and drink or basically hang out, have a good time. What she described was kind of more along the lines of what we saw when they went rollerblading. It seemed like they were completely platonic, because I don't know how someone gets wet for Edmund. I'm sorry, I don't know how. So it sounds like they were platonic, and so can you, like, stand on that truth then, KB, and be like, I didn't have the feelings for him that I should have had if we were supposed to get married? But she's there pretending. She's pretending that she didn't know if she was going to say yes, or she didn't know if she was going to say no to him. And if that's true, then something is wrong with her, because why would you want to marry Edmund? Like, why? So KB explains that Edmund was drinking off camera. That is fascinating. That is very, very fake of him to basically be sober on camera, a drunk motherfucker off camera. And she talks about how early on he got drunk and he walked Casey to the bathroom, and that was like a source of they would argue about it for a long time. And Edmund told her, it's not like somebody like Casey would want to be with me. And she was like, okay, well, what does that say about me? So she also, it was fascinating to know that Edmund seemed very fixated on the fact that black women don't date him, don't want him, and he was like projecting stereotypes onto KB, and like basically not believing that she would want him and thinking that she has an attitude or whatever. So it's like, I think, did Edmund only grow up around white people? Because why is he this unfamiliar with black people? And, you know, I feel like AD didn't want to say what I was thinking and what many people are thinking. Black women do not like corny-ass men of any race. But then Edmund is here with short pants that don't fit him, a pick in his hair, colorful-ass clothes, sounds like a frog, the worst whiny, nasally, froggy-ass voice I have ever heard. One of the most disgusting voices.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Faces I've ever heard. I would not want that man to kiss me, to have anything to do with me. And so it's like, black women, they're not trying to be with somebody who comes across as such a corny, dorky, Steve Urkel-ass nerd. And if I were Edmund, I would question who would of any race. And something that KB said to Edmund, they showed him saying after the wedding, as Edmund said, nothing works for him romantically. Nothing has worked for him, and that's why he really wants this experiment to work. And he was always telling her, I love you, and not apologizing for what he did. And that's so childlike to just say, I love you, and think that's enough when that has nothing to do with the problem. And then she explained how he told her, I don't even want you near me. Off camera, and then on camera, that's when she exploded, you know, and they were on the mountain. And she talked about how he was just two different people. And so can you imagine somebody saying, I don't want you near me? Then, right after that, he said, come here, let's pose for a picture. And just the fakery with that man. And again, with the stereotypes, it was really disturbing. She said that Edmund had his friends saying how she deserves to be with a thug. Yeah, I would say so. Anybody deserves to be with a thug versus Edmund. And first of all, define thug. Because anybody deserves to be with a real man. Edmund is a child. And I think that KB doesn't like the discourse that Edmund is on the spectrum. But I do believe that we as viewers are entitled to say we believe that he's on the spectrum. Just because she don't like it, just because Edmund don't like it, there's a lot of undiagnosed people. I don't know what he is, and I don't care, but he wasn't right for this show. It's not that complicated, but he was cast on this show for the theatrics and for the viral moments, which is exactly what we got. Exactly, like he delivered with that whole, and then It's funny because I'm remembering this entire interview and I'm just going off of the cuff, so I'm happy about that. Now, again, this is what I don't like how KB is afraid to tell the truth about anything that she thinks may not sound good. I just don't appreciate that from her. So, AD asked her about the scene, you know, when Edmund started to cry because he wasn't going to have sex. And KB says she thinks that had nothing to do with him, nothing to do with her. She thinks that he just had a history of being denied. And so when she was saying later, he took it as they aren't going to have sex at all, which honestly, I don't know. I can't wrap my mind around anybody having sex with Edmund. I know that's not a nice thing to say. I can't go there mentally. Because, like, before the actual intercourse, you know, there should be some kissing at minimum and, you know, things leading up to it. And I'm like, who the hell's going to do that with Edmund? Who the hell is going to do that with Edmund? Like, I just, how do you get to that place as a woman where you're like, yeah, I want this person. I want to be naked with this person, and I want to do things with this person. Who the hell are you talking about? It can't be Edmund. Oh, my God. Anyways, so she said she thinks that his outburst is because of, you know, his history of being denied, and that's also why, like, I believe her saying that she had one-night stands. Like, he can't wrap his mind. He's like, I'm so stuck on you having one-night stands. Because ain't nobody ever gave him no one-night stands. But anyways, moving right along, she said that she, at the time, didn't feel like his crash out, like, was as bad as it seemed watching it back. And then AD asks her, what does he mean by nice guy? And she goes, I don't know. She goes, he's a pleasant person. I have to hope KB ain't that dumb. And again, I think she's just trying to be really careful of what she says, give PR-friendly answers. What Edmund means, and AD knew exactly what it was, but she didn't keep pushing. When Edmund says that he's always a nice guy and he's too nice, it means that women are not sexually attracted to him. Women see him as a friend. That's what it means. When a girl says he's a nice guy, he's a really nice guy, she doesn't want to have sex with him. She doesn't have romantic feelings for him. She doesn't want to have romantic feelings for him. She views him as a sibling. That's all KB had to say. Because it sounded like KB and Edmund had a friendship off camera that wasn't shown, which is unfortunate because for us as viewers, all we saw was them beefing it out. So it made us really, really, or made us anxious. We really wanted her to say no at the altar. We never saw them having a good time, but they did have a good time. They did have their fun times, right? But for him to, when Edmund says he's always nice, he's too nice, like, if a woman wants to sleep with a man, she will. She's not saying he's too nice. You say somebody is too nice because it's the gentlest way to, most gentle, whatever, way to let someone know that that you aren't interested, but you're basically saying they are too good. They are too good they are too good for you. They're so nice. Or you don't want them, but they're great. You're a nice guy, you're great, you're good, but just not for me. And all that means is there's no sexual attraction, so it's like, Edmund doesn't present himself in any type of attractive way. Which starts with the pick in his effing hair. It starts with his hair and his attire. Then you move on to the way that he talks. Like a frog. Sounds like a frog underwater. Okay? Then you also factor in the fact that he doesn't really speak in full sentences. You also factor in that he's not articulate. You also factor in that he's an effing nerd. Doesn't seem to have friends. Doesn't seem to have much of a social life or anything going on. You put all that together and pussies is dried out. Everybody is like, you too nice, because they cannot get there. Like, I shudder. I shudder at the thought of having sex with Edmund. I shudder at that thought. How could that happen? The way how, like, it would be so one-sided and there would be no reciprocating. And it wouldn't even be one-sided because I would already been done, ran out the room. So I just wish that KB just said that I think that some people see him as more of a friend or more of a sibling and not a lover and a partner. That's what it means. I didn't like that, like, I didn't appreciate that AD and KB were trying to act like it was a mystery when a woman says that somebody is too nice. Come on. Come on. So anyway, so KB and Edmund, they spoke for an hour before or after the reunion, and KB wanted to know with Edmund, like, what, I think she said something about, sorry, about what she could say on the podcast, but Edmund says that he's single, she says that she's single, she said she wanted to have nothing to do with the cast, that's why she moved far away. She said that Edmund needs therapy to just stop saying that black women won't date him and don't want to be with him, and are, and he kind of feeds into stereotypes, having negative things to say about it. They had a nice talk or whatever, but I don't know. It's kind of like, if you think about KB and Edmund, the premise of Love is Blind is so great and so bad. Because she said how they were constantly praying. They'd pray together at the end of their dates. They're praying. They were always choosing the same song, because you get to choose songs before you start your pod dates. How they obviously talked about their upbringings. She said how, what was it? So it was the praying together. And basically it's like Love is Blind. It connects people on everything, but the lifestyles, right? Like, do you guys have similar lifestyles? Are you guys attracted to each other? Are you guys, like, similar interests in bed? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they were a really good pair in many ways on paper, but, like, outside of the pods, absolutely no chance, too, because, like, KB's a tall girl, Edmund ain't tall. And KB said when his friend was like, oh, she needs a thug. And KB said, look, I date teachers, engineers, and athletes. Okay. She didn't say that okay, but I'm saying it. And I appreciate her saying that. It's like, why are you speaking on who the fuck she would date just because she don't date nerds? Like, don't go there. Don't do that. And I found it one of the biggest bombshells for me in the interviews is KB said she would date women. She's dated women. So I'm like, why did that never come up at any point? I don't know, though. I think with KB wanting a man to swing on another man if he touches her in the club, I think KB don't need to be with no bitches. I think she needs to be with a meathead, a brainy meathead. I don't think she should be dating girls. But I found that a very interesting fact about her past. But, you know, she's been looking cute since the show. I wish her nothing but the best. And KB said she would do more reality TV, but nothing where you're supposed to get married at the end. But I think we need to see more sides of KB if she's going to do more reality TV. Like, to stop with the fakery. Don't act like you're into a man that you ain't into. Don't do that. And, you know, if she has dated athletes, how the hell is she saying that Edmund has the best body she's ever seen? You know, so I need more truth from KB, but, and she definitely seems affected by the comments people would make, but I don't know, I think most people like her, or liked her on the show. It was Edmund that people really have a problem with, but I think Edmund, people who are on the spectrum, I'm not talking about him, people who are on the spectrum, they don't really get depressed. Like, they don't, he sounds like he's been brushing off the comments about when people say he's on the spectrum, and that's exactly what somebody on the spectrum would do. They don't go through a lot of the negative feelings that people who are not on the spectrum go through. So, in that regard, Edmund is perfect for the show, but anyways, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing more of KB, but I want more honesty. I don't want her pretending to act like she was into anyone that she wasn't. So, that's about it, and I think I really, really covered pretty much everything. I'm just so happy for AD. I just seem to like her so much. She has one of the sweetest voices, but I just seem to like her. I think I love AD because she's this dark-skinned woman with this handsome man who... That's what a lot of dark-skinned young girls and women need to see, that they are sexy, they are wanted, they are viable, they are sought after. That's what they need to see. There's not enough of that. So I love that for AD so, so much. I think she's going to be an incredible mom. She posted a pic or a video on her Instagram of her rubbing her belly. Like, she is so ready for this little girl. I cannot wait to see what she looks like. And I don't think AD is going to be full of shit and not post photos of her daughter's face. I do not think she's going to do that. You know how celebrities love to do that shit? I don't think AD is going to do that at all. These celebrities, they like to show when their baby is an infant, and some of them, of course, don't. But they like to show when their baby's an infant because babies tend to look the same. And once their actual features come in, they don't be showing the face. I don't think AD's going to be dumb like that. I think AD's going to have her daughter, like, dressed the hell up and doing photo shoots every day. And I'm excited for her. I think the baby is coming really soon because AD and Ollie got married a few weeks ago. So, yeah, I think they got married to try to race to the altar before the baby arrives, and I do think AD's going to, you know, pop that baby out by, I'd say, by mid-January. So, I don't know. Maybe she's already said how far along she is, and I'm wrong, but I'm just excited for her. All right, you guys, talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.